Welcome back to a new season of High School Football here on KJAN. Who's Gonna Win? Brought to you by Ag Business Associates and the Nishna Valley Credit Union returns for the 2013 season. I'm Jim Field, joined by Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, and Chris Parks, and we'll have a look at a whole bunch of high school football games coming up around the area tonight, right after we take this time out.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Well, let's get after it here on Who's Going to Win, our first show of the 2013 season. Last season, Chris was our champion. He's now a two-time defending champ. Boo, woo-hoo. Chris.
You're too smart, Chris.
Yeah. Going for the three-peat.
Shall be denied.
Chris was 59-21 last season. That's a two-game victory over Matt, who was 57-23. I was 56-24. And Doug Leonard, he played along too. He was 51-29 last year.
Somebody's got to be the tail ender.
Well, you know.
In golf, usually you get a prize for that.
Yeah, not here.
No.
Not here. You get the same prize for first as you get for last. The only difference in first place is we give you a little trophy that you get to sit around for a while. You don't get to keep it. Traveling trophy. And hopefully it'll start traveling this year.
Why are we here again?
Yeah. Good question. For the entertainment of those listeners who are looking to enlighten themselves on what's happening around Southwest Iowa football tonight.
Oh, okay.
Need I remind you more? We have eight games on our list. If you've forgotten how we do this, we put eight high school games on our list each week from around the area, and we guess who's going to win, hence the creative name of the program. Our first game on the list this week is an eight-man contest. Adair Casey is on the road at Colonesco coming up tonight. So we saw Adair Casey last week, and Chris, since you're the defending champion, we'll give you first crack at it. Who's going to win this one?
All right. I like the Bombers here in this one. They're pretty high up there here in the eight-man rankings. I believe Radio Iowa has them right around the third spot right now, and they've got some good talent, some quick kids. Of course, everybody talks about Clayton Plowman, the great running back they have, but Emmett Wheatley was impressive when we saw them play against Cam. He's a very fast kid. And then Trayton Jensen, who's playing their quarterback spot, he also stepped in there and played very well. So I think they have a lot of weapons, and I think they're going to be really focused and knowing that they need to go into this district game now here with a little more importance on this one.
All right, that's one for Adair Casey. Matt, what do you like?
I'm going to go with the Bombers as well. You know, from everything that I heard last week, good ball club, got started off on the right foot, and I think they've got some high aspirations for the year. So with the local team, I'm going to go with the Adair Casey Bombers.
That's two. Doug Leonard, what do you like?
I've got to echo those sentiments. It's interesting. Both teams had a week zero game, so, you know, they had a little chance to iron out a few things that come with the first game of the high school football season. But Derek Casey going on the road, I still think they're going to take this one.
Okay. I'm going to make it unanimous, too. I'm going to go with the Bombers as well. It's kind of a fun game to watch last week with Cam. We saw that 55-40 Adair Casey win. Plowman ended up with 242 yards rushing and three touchdowns in the football game. And you and I were talking, Chris, afterward, a couple of days later. It's like, wow, when did he get all those yards? It just didn't seem like it. But, he didn't bust off, a bunch of 70-yard runs. It was workmanlike stuff. And a good, strong runner, a good, heavy kid. He's a good, strong runner. A lot of fun to watch. On the other side, Melcher Dallas got Colonesco last week, 34-26 in their first game of the year in a week zero game. But Taylor Hill had 181 yards and four touchdowns on the ground for Colonesco. So, they got a little firepower on the ground, too. But there's just too much Adair Casey there. I like their team speed. So we're going to make that unanimous across the board. Everybody likes Adair Casey. Guess what, guys? One game in, we're all in first place.
Woohoo!
How do you like that? Or last place, I guess, if we all lose,
that's
right?
That's true.
River Valley is at Cam here in game number two on our list. Another eight-man game. And Cam is a team that Chris and I had a chance to see, of course, last week in that game against Adair Casey. They get a home game this time around. Matt, what's going to happen this Friday night?
Well, I like the fact that they had the one game last week already. And so they've got a little one up on River Valley. They've been through the test and can make those improvements and those changes from week one to week two, and or I guess in this case week zero to week one. Home game, I'm gonna go with the Cam Cougars at home. They did put up a good test against an Adair Casey team that's supposed to be fairly decent, so and they did pretty well staying in the game, so I'm gonna go with the Cougars.
Okay, that's one for Cam. Doug, what do you like?
I agree with Matt, too. Cam was able to put some numbers on the board and move the ball on offense a little bit. And, gave up a fair number of points to their Casey, but respectable, you know, especially for an eight-man game. So I think they're going to be a talented squad this year, and they will win at home.
That's two. You know, and they fell behind a few times by, like, three touchdowns, but kept coming back. They kept hanging around. Interesting matchup tonight, though, with River Valley. River Valley's got they've got a kid who's a pretty good ball player in Brennan Riedemann. He threw for 1,965 yards and 20 touchdowns last year. He ran for 1,825 yards and 34 touchdowns. In case you haven't added it up quick, that's almost 3,800 yards of offense and 54 touchdowns. That's a lot of production out of one guy. But can one guy, you know, carry the load there, too? Cam won last year when they played 74-42. So they were a 4-6 team last year. Cam had a better season last year. They ended up having a pretty good run. And Trace Tickner actually had a pretty good ball game last week. 97 yards rushing with a couple of touchdowns. He also threw for 234 and three scores. So, you know, it didn't look, you know, jump off the page at you when you were watching the game. But when you saw numbers later on, he really kind of kept things moving forward. I like Cam at home in this one. I don't see them going 0-2 to start the year. Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to, I guess, keep the program boring because I'm going to go with the Cougars here as well. I liked what I saw out of them last week. You know, you don't know what to expect that first game of the year, and especially, you know, working a new guy into the quarterback role there in Tickner. And he did a nice job. They run a nice, fast, hurry-up pace. They really got up to the line after each play and were ready to go. Had some really quick scoring drives against Adair Casey because it caught him off guard with that quick play. So I think that's going to play a big advantage for them throughout the season this year. I like the way that their offense moves. I'll take the Cougars here.
Okay, that's four across the board. Everybody likes Adair Casey in the first game. Everybody likes Cam here in game number two. We're going to move on to game three right after you listen to this here on Who's Going to Win.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least,
I'm
from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishtha Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. It's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another, and so much more. And the best part is, it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishtnaValley.com.
Nishtha Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Back now on Who's Going to Win, and our third game is also an eight-man contest. Tonight, Boyer Valley facing off against Exira EHK, and Exira EHK the home team tonight. Doug, you get first crack. What do you like?
Well, I like EHK, Exira, and had an opportunity last season to take in several of their playoff games, and I was actually the first eight-man football that I'd watched, and was really impressed with the level of talent and the physicality of the kids that are returning. The Peppers kids and Sanders or Sander is they're all hitters. They all like to get after it. I saw in one of the preseason publications they were ranked first, and so I think Coach Peterson has a talented squad there. They lost some good players, but with that nucleus that's coming back, I think they probably deserve their number one ranking, and we'll see how they do tonight.
Well, they lost most of their good-sized linemen from last year's squad, and they're going to have to make some replacements there. Joe Harris, about the only guy with some decent size who's coming back, who got substantial playing time in the line last year. But, you know, it's eight-man football. One of the things I've noticed over the years with eight-man football is when it comes to linemen, you don't always need to have the biggest, largest bodies out there. What you need are good athletes, because a lot of eight-man football is run around the edges. And if you can get some kids who can get off the line and get outside, you only really have three down linemen. Otherwise, you're looking at two ends who are receivers anyway. If you can get some kids who are athletic and can get out and lead block for you, you can do an awful lot of damage there, too. BV had a game last week. Boyer Valley beat Kingsley Pearson 50-14. Nick Klein had 119 yards rushing and a touchdown. They only completed four passes. Three of them went for scores. Go figure. Huh. Zyra EHK had a great year last year, going 12-1, losing to MMC in the semifinals. MMC went on to win the state championship, so they've had a pretty good run here, too. I like their chances here in this one at home. I think Boyer Valley will give them probably a better game than they have in the past, but I like it there, or Zyra EHK's chances here tonight to get off to a real good start. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to keep the theme there with the Spartans. Radio Iowa has them preseason ranked number one, so a team that has a lot of expectations. They were very pleased with, obviously, how the season went last year. Maybe a little bit disappointing, once you got your chance to go up there in the Dome and the way things ended for them, but I think that probably just made them a little bit hungrier as well for some of those kids that, had the opportunity now to come back and keep playing. And you got an athlete like Drew Peppers at your quarterback spot, and it's going to give you a lot of options. So, Boyer Valley is a competitive team, but I think the Spartans will be able to wear them out in this one.
Okay, that's three. Matt, what do you think?
Well, I'll keep everybody undefeated or all defeated here across the board. I'm going to go with the Spartans as well. And, not too much you can say, first game of the year, but just kind of reiterate some of the things that you guys have said before. They're going to have the depth. They like to play football, and, they're hungry for another season, and they do have a good nucleus coming back. So, Spartans.
Oh, I'm sure they don't like the way that season ended last year. I mean, it's one thing to lose in the state semifinals, but, they were really never in the game. And it's frustrating to get that far and then to kind of have a collapse happen like that all at once. And it was a very good MMC team. Sometimes you hit teams that are just in stride, and that's kind of what happens. So, yep, chance to renew and get started, and that's a great experience to have behind you, too. Let's move on. We're going to move into 11-man football now as Audubon is on the road at Riverside here tonight in a interesting matchup of a couple of area teams. Audubon went 5-4 last season, beat Riverside 32-7 in last year's matchup. Riverside had a 2-7 campaign last year. Last year in that game, Riverside was 0-12 throwing the ball. Didn't complete a single pass in that game. And their sophomore quarterback over at Audubon, Trevor Smith, last year had a pretty good season, threw for 270 and a touchdown against Riverside in that win. He'll be a junior this year with another year under his belt. I don't see a lot of weapons on either one of these teams right now, but the Smith kid's a pretty good football player. So I'm going to go with Audubon here on the road in this one. Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Wheelers here, too. I think, Audubon has been one of those teams that has had some players in certain spots, and they've just been not able to put the entire puzzle together. And that still may be the case for him this year. But, yeah, with Trevor Smith, he's a very talented player. We saw him starting to play a couple of years ago. He was already in the mix as a young guy. So he's looked pretty good out there. And I think with them having a little bit of taste of success last year, getting over that 500 mark, they'll have a little more confidence out there, and I'll take them on the road here.
And they had a few close calls last year, too. They were a team that could hit the big play once in a while, too. Just didn't quite get enough of them. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, and with that, Riverside just never really got anything going last year. So with that, I think, they've decent nucleus coming back, but I think Audubon, maybe at those important positions, maybe have a little more experience that's going to help you in that first game of the season. So I'm going to go with the Wheelers.
Yeah, first games can be tough, can't they, Doug?
They can be very tough. That's the nice thing about having a returning quarterback in Trevor Smith. And, he's got a couple years at least, certainly all of last year's experience running the helm, running their offense. So I'm going to take Audubon on the road.
Okay, well, we're really boring this time around. We're halfway through our pick'em show, and all we've done is pick the same thing so far. We got Tri-Center at AHST here in Game 5 on our list. Chris, you get first shot at that one.
All right, this is an interesting one. Both these two teams had some success last year, and And both teams, I think, are going to be, you know, rebuilding a little bit too, because they did lose some key players. Of course, Tri-Center has been used to Britton Barrier doing a lot of different things for him, and, you know, he's moved on now, so they'll be filling that void. This will be a very competitive game, I think. I am going to take Tri-Center. I think they have a little bit, just a little bit more of that core nucleus coming back here in this one, but it'll be a good game.
Okay, very good. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, you know, two teams last year that had a pretty decent season. The HST kind of, as the season went on, seemed to improve as things went along, and they seemed to do that quite a bit. This is going to be a tough game. I think, you know, Tri-Center loses quite a bit of the nucleus at some of those key positions in the backfield. They feel confident in what they have coming back, but I like the chances of HST here in this first game, especially at the home field.
So you're going to go
I'm going to go with the HST.
All right. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. Hey, look at that. We got
some differences there. Be the first one to shake it up.
Yeah, there you go. Somebody had to step out there. Doug, who do you like?
Matt stole my thunder. I don't know anything about either one of the teams yet this season, but Matt sounded convincing, and so I'm going to take the home team.
What do you mean you don't know anything yet?
Yeah. Well, I'll probably do a little more research next week, and you know, we'll have a few more games under the belt so we can get a read on how the teams are doing, but take the home team.
All right. That's two for AHST, one for Tri-Center so far. Yeah, as Chris mentioned, both had nice seasons, both 7-win seasons last year, 7-4 for the Vikings, and the Trojans went 7-3 last year. Tri-Center won their early season meeting 53-14, but AHST went on a nice run after that. You know, the thing is Jake Larson, 1,300-plus yards rushing last year for AHST. He's graduated. Britton Barrier, and you forgot, Doug Hoke.
The Hoke community.
Yeah, there's a younger one there, but no Doug Hoke. So Barrier and Hoke both gone. They graduated. However, Ben Wellman is back, and he was one of their top rushers last year, too. And on the strength of that, I'm going to go with Tri-Center on the road here. He's a nice ball player and carried a good load for him last year. So I'm going to go with Tri-Center here in this one. So we'll split it up 2-2. Let's move over to game number 6 on our list. It's Griswold at St. Albert. St. Albert, a team that routinely seems to like running deep into the playoff season. They did it last year as well, losing in that state championship game to Iowa City Regina, a very good club up at the Dome. Matt, you get first shot at this one. Who do you like?
Okay. Well, you know, St. Albert's just has a lot of coming back. Offensively, defensively, they've got the ability at this size of school even where they can have a complete offense, a complete defense in there, and platoon. So just with that, I think early season, I'm going to go with St. Albert.
Okay. One for the Falcons. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I like St. Albert at home, too. You know, they're like a Harlan. You just really don't ever pick against them, and especially on their home field. Saw in some of the preseason publications that that they're ranked highly. I also saw Griswold, I think, was ranked in Southwest Iowa in the smaller school. So, you know, they're expecting a good season as well. Is it the quarterback for St. Albert, Colgett, is one of those players that was one that should be watched in the state, too. So they obviously have quite a bit of talent. And being at home, I'm going to take the Falcons.
Yeah, and St. Albert lost a fair number of players from last year's team. But Tucker Colgett, not one of them. He'll be back for his senior season as the quarterback. You know, when you look up the numbers, it's not impressive. He's not rushing for 2,000 yards. He's not throwing for 2,000 yards. The numbers look relatively average. But from what I've seen of St. Albert, they do it with so much speed and athleticism. They play defense so well. They just choke you to death on defense. They don't give you opportunities very often. And, you know, Colgett just runs an effective offense. And when you can pull turnovers and run a short field, you're not going to gain 2,000 yards in a season when you're always looking at a short field like that. Griswold, though, as Doug mentioned, you know, they've gotten a little bit of play here early in the year. Kenneth Clary's back. He rushed for over 1,500 yards last year. In fact, three of their top four rushers from last season are back, and we all know they like to run the football. So this could be a better game than I think some folks might give them credit for. But at home, I'm going to stay with St. Albert. Chris?
Yeah, I think the home field advantage plays big into this one here this year. You know, maybe Griswold would have a little bit more of a chance of springing the surprise if they got the game at their place. But, you know, a lot of returning talent and, you know, that tradition of winning there at St. Albert that has them rolling each and every year. It will be interesting to see how Griswold plays along because, like you said, there's been some people that have been giving them a little bit of notice, especially how it plays out in their district here this year. So we'll keep an eye on them, but I like St. Albert here.
Okay, well, that's four across the board for St. Albert. We'll take a break. We have two games left to take a look at, and we will do that right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Back now on Who's Going to Win. We've got two games left to take a look at. Kemper Catholic at Carroll is our next one up. Doug, you get first shot at that one. Who do you like there?
Well, you know, the home team. No. the old joke there, you know, playing on the same field. And you know, Kemper Catholic right now is on a streak. They've got they've had a lot of success in football last year, obviously, and then also in basketball and baseball. And I just think that they are – loaded with talent. You know, it's swung back and forth. There's been years where Carroll has really had some outstanding players too, Carroll High. But I think the Knights will emerge victorious.
You like the Knights. All right. You know, Carroll was a team that was 4-7 last year. And then wouldn't you know it, they won a game in the postseason. I mean, they go 3-6 in the regular season. Then they win a game in the postseason against Harlan.
Only in Iowa.
Yeah, only in Iowa, you know. I mean, are you kidding me? They lost seven games. Now you can say, well, but they only lost by 6, 5, 1, 7, 3, 3, and 3 in their games. They didn't lose by a lot of points, but they still lost. And then you turn around, you beat Harlan the first, and beat them 28-7. It wasn't like it was a real close game. Go figure all that. However, their quarterback and running back from last year who were stars for the team, they went bye-bye, so they're not around anymore. Kemper Catholic had a much nicer season, 12-1. They were able to pick up an early season win over Carroll, but their quarterback, Cole Neary, threw for over 2,200 yards, a lot of touchdowns. Chase Ruepiper, the running back, over 1,200 yards, back and back. I like Kemper Catholic. Chris?
Yeah, there's two teams that usually have a pretty good battle here in this game because they usually have, you know, decent expectations and the town, you know, really looks forward to, I think, to this game each year. Both teams will have, you know, pretty good swagger coming into this ball game, but I think Kemper Catholic's got the higher expectations. Carroll is a team that may do some things here throughout the season, but like you said, you look at that roster for Kemper Catholic, and there's a lot of names that you recognize and kids that have played for an awful long time. So I don't think it's going to be a shocker, but I'm going to go with Kemper Catholic.
All right, very good. Kemper Catholic again.
Yeah, very well said, Chris. But, you know, Carroll, you know, losing some of their core guys in the backfield, they feel very strong about some of their linemen up front. However, you look at Kemper Catholic from top to bottom, I mean, you've got All-Staters, numerous All-Staters in that roster. And I think, you know, they're going to make a good run for the Dome this year. And they've just got a lot coming back and a lot of talent, and they're definitely going to be a team to reckon with this season. So I'm going to go with Kemper Catholic Knights of Carroll.
All right. Well, they made a deep run last year to the playoffs, as deep as you can go without coming up with the big prize. One game left. That's our broadcast game tonight. Chris and I are heading, well, we're in Clarinda right now, getting ready for the broadcast, as a matter of fact. We'll be on the air here live with you in just a little bit with Atlantic at Clarinda. I guess I get first crack at this one. You know, Atlantic had kind of an up and down last year, 5-4, but they lost a ton of guys, especially in the skill positions from last year's team, a lot of seniors. Clarinda, 1-8 last year. They struggled a lot last year. Joey Walker in the backfield are going to have to perform. There's not a lot of stuff going there because you don't have a lot of guys back. So we're going to be a lot of untested guys out there early on in the season. We'll see how that flies, but I'm going to take Atlantic on the road. Chris?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. In both these teams, I guess, will kind of be on somewhat of a similar situation because Atlantic's going to be, you know, a very new ball club. They're kind of starting back at the bottom. And, of course, you know, Clarinda, with the season that they had last year, is, you know, trying to work to get to the next level here this year. So, you know, I think Clarinda is going to have the idea in their mind that this is an opportunity for them at home to make a statement and get a win. But, you know, Atlantic, you know, we'll give them a some time to see if they're able to put something together. You know, the program is still young under the coaching staff that's there now, and you would like to see that hopefully there's some guys that are coming in there to develop, and hopefully those guys in the backfield can carry the load. And I'll go with Atlantic here in this one too.
Okay. Well, Matt, what do you like?
Well, this is going to be a good test for Atlantic, I think, to begin the season. Like you said, you got a team like Clarinda that's coming off a dismal season last year. So, you know, this will be a team that Atlantic can compete with in this first game and kind of size up where they're at. I think they're going to really rely on their offensive linemen, because that's probably where the most experience is coming back. So if those guys can step up and be leaders and give some good protection in there, that's going to help that backfield develop as the season goes on here. So with that, I'm going to go with Atlantic as well on the road.
Okay, that's three. Doug, is it four?
Yeah, it's going to be. You know, I'm sure Clarinda views this as one of those games that they can, you know, possibly take this year. I mean, Atlantic lost a lot of talented skill position players, and so I'm sure the Cardinals think that they could do it. You know, Atlantic has some young kids at those skill positions then, and you know, I'm sure they want to step in there and see if they can be, you know, the next Sam Markham or next Harrison Hoig or whatever. And I think, you know, they probably have the talent to do it. They just have to dedicate themselves to it and have confidence in what they're doing and believe in their coaching staff. You know, the coaches know what they're doing, and they're going to put the best kids out there that can do what they can do. So, you know, it's an unknown season with Atlantic, I think, a little bit this year. And sometimes those can be disappointments, but sometimes they can surprise you and do some really good things. So cross my fingers, and I'm taking Atlantic.
No coach likes to hear the word rebuilding used with their program, but you know, when you have a new nucleus to work around, you got a lot of young guys out there that need some opportunity. You got a few non-district games to get that in. This is one of them. So straight across the board, everybody likes Atlantic. Well, we're going to be bunched in tight after this week, aren't we? That's what we have here for who's going to win this week. Thanks again for joining us here this week. For Chris Parks, Matt Mullinex, Doug Leonard, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us. We have high school football coming up for you in just a little bit. Our pregame show is Atlantic is at Clarinda comes your way next. Thanks for joining us here this week on Who's Going to Win.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. It's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another, and so much more. And the best part is, it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.